views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and I'm here to help you realign with your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. Today, I have a wonderful woman on the line with me named Dr. Shannon Tran. Shannon specializes in helping people shift so they can feel loved for who they are rather than what they do. That sounds so nice. She helps them return to balance and harmony within themselves, and she guides them towards living a life of meaning and purpose. So hopefully you can see why I wanted her on the show just from that. She's also a licensed clinical psychologist, an author, a certified energy healer, and a coach. And today she's here to share, among other things, the number one secret to eliminating burnout and exhaustion while increasing flow and ease in your life. Now, who couldn't use some of that? Shannon, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I am so happy you could join us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here as well. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. So I thought we could start right away with unveiling the number one secret to eliminating burnout and exhaustion. We won't keep people on the hook at all. Okay.
Sounds good. So the number one secret is can really be summed up in one word, and it's boundaries.
Nice.
A lot of people, we get caught up in, you know, over functioning, overdoing. We can get excited in multiple projects. We can be people pleasers, and there's just so much we want to seize in life that we forget to take care of ourselves, and we can get overcommitted and not listen to our intuition or to our body, letting us know when it might be time to slow down or when it's appropriate for us to set up a boundary with someone.
Nice. So you actually wrote a book on this topic, right? Called Setting Healthy Boundaries and Communicating Them Like a Pro. And I know that you also have a workbook that's releasing very soon, if it hasn't already. It's a fantastic workbook. So is the boundaries issue something that you had to overcome in your own life, or are you just familiar as a professional?
It's really one of my major life lessons. And like many people, I've had to learn it the hard way, which is one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about it. And it was one of those moments. Have you ever had this moment where you're in an experience and at the same time you're witnessing it and you're thinking something has got to change? And it was just that awareness where I had nothing left to give in a relationship with a family member. I just had this moment where, you have ever had this feeling where you're just recognizing like, wow, I could give everything and it's still not enough. And I was just giving so much emotionally and so much financially to this person. And I just felt like no matter what, I wasn't going to win. And it was from there that I stepped back and really looked at my relationships and saw how what was preventing me from setting healthy boundaries and honoring myself was the need to please other people, really having a hard time saying no because I didn't want to be seen as selfish, and just really not listening to myself and my body and my intuition. And so when I recognized that and I began to study, you know how when you find something's wrong, you want to figure out how to correct it. So I just really started to study boundaries deeply. I took some energy classes on it. I took a workbook. I read several books, and I really just started to see how it was showing up in my life and made the adjustments and started to notice how common it is with so many of us, men too. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting that you say that because I'm not sure if this lack of boundaries or inability to enforce our boundaries is a more recent problem, or if it just has been showing up to me more lately because I am aware of it. But oh my gosh, in the last few years now, it seems to me that almost every conversation I have with people, it's a boundary. And I keep thinking, wow, like they're really struggling with boundaries. And I almost feel like a broken record that that's what keeps coming up is, so, you know, how are you going to enforce those boundaries, or what is the boundary there?
And Debbie, one way that helped me, because I know a lot of your listeners are moms and I'm a mom too. And it's a terrible feeling as a parent when you don't, when you're feeling frustrated with your kids. And I remember getting a bath ready for my kids. And all of a sudden I had a feeling I had never felt before. And it was this feeling of resentment. And I felt, at first I felt so embarrassed to just even have it. I didn't want to admit it to myself, but because I had done a lot of work, I was able to ask myself with total curiosity, what is this about? Like, wow, what's going on? And what I recognized was that emotion was there to give me awareness that I was way overdoing it with my kids. I really needed to allow them to do some things on their own that they were totally capable of. And instead, I was kind of getting controlling and doing it my way. And that was my signal that I needed to let go a little bit.
Oh, wow. You know, at first I thought you were going to say it was all about the baths. And I was going to say, hey, I hear you, sister. Because my kids used to hate baths. And it was such a big fight. And I was so jealous of all my friends whose kids loved baths, you know. And, oh, yeah, can I give him a bath at your house? Because by the time we get home, he'll be too tired and he won't get to have his bath. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, my kids and I would celebrate that. So yeah, that's what I thought, the resentment, where it was going to go. But that's beautiful. I love what you said there, and I just want to highlight it, that I became curious, because that's such a big piece of being able to identify anything, right? Is getting out of that stage, that resentment, that anger, that frustration, and instead getting curious and saying, hey, what's really going on here? So thank you so much for sharing that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe that's kind of one sign that would tell a mom when she needs to set a boundary when these kinds of feelings are coming up. But is there some others? Maybe you could give a couple more?
Absolutely. And this applies not just to your relationship with kids, but really relationships with other family members, a spouse, coworkers, really anyone that you have a relationship with. So one is, if you notice that you're often going against your own value, you're compromising your standards in an effort to begin or sustain a relationship or to make someone happy, that's a huge sign that you've probably crossed your boundary.
Okay.
Another one is, if you have a hard time speaking up for what you want, or you're not able to directly ask for what you want, you're scared, or you don't think that you can deserve it. That's another sign that you, and that can be deeper because sometimes that's tied to our self-worth and what we think we deserve. But just that inability to assert ourselves and allowing other people to say what they want, but not giving yourself that permission, that could be a sign. And then finally, saying yes when you actually mean no. You know, and this can come up so many ways. Like, you know, and I even hear a lot of professionals saying this, you know, like, oh, I just didn't listen to my yes, or it was a no, but I said yes anyway. I mean, there's so many times in the day we can do this, just even when simple things, someone's ask you if you're hungry and you're not, but you're like, oh, okay, I'll eat.
Yes. Yes. Or how about when you hear those words, I have no choice? Is that one of them?
That can be, absolutely, because you've backed yourself in a corner. You're saying you have no options.
Yeah.
And that's why I love that idea of curiosity, because you mentioned about the bath. And what's fascinating is, that might be one thing for something that one person may have their emotion triggered by one event, whereas someone else, that's not their trigger. So part of us being curious about ourselves is identifying what is triggering me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing your boundaries helps you see what are your triggers, what are your limits, where are your opportunities. So it's such an important skill to develop within yourself, because that's how you really get to know yourself on a very deep level, is to know your boundaries. And that also is what gives you a sense of self.
Yes. Well, because boundaries do tell you where you end and the other person starts, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's so important. And I have two thoughts here, and I'm not sure that we'll have time to go to both of them, but because they're extraneous to our conversation. But I guess the first one is, I'm wondering if we should give people a little bit of clarity on those boundaries. Like, I love the examples that you just gave of signs that you might be struggling and need to set a boundary, but I'm not sure if people would totally get it still. So for example, somebody says, are you hungry? You say, yes, you're not that hungry, but a little bit. They go, where do you want to eat? You say, oh, I don't care. And then they say, do you want to go to McDonald's? And you think to yourself, I don't like fast food at all. I hate fast food. You know, mm-hmm. And so you go, well, if you really want to go, you know, there is a person struggling to set up boundaries. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more? Or?
Yeah. So boundaries, they're physical and they're also emotional. And physical boundaries are the boundaries in terms of how people can, how close they can stand next to you, when they can touch you, how they can touch you, those physical boundaries. And I think what you're describing is the emotional boundaries.
Mm-hmm. In that case, yes.
Yeah, and that example. So I hope I answer your question. So it's about noticing, are you agreeing to something and not sharing how you really feel? And or not expressing that you're being offered something you may not want. So, maybe it's McDonald's and that doesn't work for you. And some people right. might just agree instead of saying, you know, that doesn't work for me, or I'm eliminating fast food from my diet, or I don't eat fast food anymore, or can we come up with another compromise?
Yes. Nice. And sometimes it's even taking it one step further back. Let's say you are hungry at the beginning, but right away thinking, you know what, I'd love to go out to eat, but only if you want to go to an actual restaurant where the meal is going to be freshly prepared, because you already kind of know for yourself, that's where you want to go, right? So being honest about what you're feeling right from the very beginning.
Yeah. And it's even okay to change your mind. Like, you know, I'm not hungry at the moment. Can you ask me in about 20 minutes?
Right.
Or is there some flexibility where you'd want to go? And being okay with whatever peer pressure comes up. I work with a gentleman, and you know, boundaries don't have an age expiration. It's not like you hit a certain age and all of a sudden you have boundaries. Like right. It's something we practice throughout our life. So this gentleman I was working with, he's in his 50s, and he was saying he really wanted to cut back on beer. And we did it. We've cut back. And he said, the biggest struggle I have now is at work, because when after work, on a Friday, we all go out to beer and I'm having a soda and they're having beer and they're wondering what's wrong with me. And I feel all this pressure to have a beer when I don't want one.
It's peer pressure.
Yeah.
It really is. So you know what? That brings me back to the other question that I pushed aside. So maybe we should go there. Okay. What might be a red flag for a mom that her child's struggling with boundaries? Because peer pressure is such a big thing and kids want to be liked and it's hard for them. So I'm kind of trying to answer my own question without meaning to. I'm just speaking out loud, thinking out loud.
Yeah. So one is you're giving them permission to say no, and you're empowering them. And sometimes we need to model it for our kids. So if you're seeing signs that maybe they don't want to go out with their friends, or they are saying certain words or behaving in ways that aren't typical for them, it just be checking in with them. Hey, I noticed that you seem a little different, or you're not wanting to go out, or you are wearing different clothes now to fit in, whatever it may be. And when we can have that honest conversation with our kids, with our friends, whoever it may be, it really puts us in choice and in an empowering position.
Right. Now, that is so beautiful. I love what you said there. I've noticed that now. This is so different, because I think so many parents will say to their child something like, what do you mean you're going out for hamburgers with him? You don't like hamburgers. Like, you know, which isn't a fair statement. Maybe they've never liked hamburgers before, but it's really up to them whether or not they like hamburgers. So the real issue here might be talking about boundaries and just sort of exploring that. So I love what you just said, because it opens the door to a discussion. Like, I've noticed you're going out for hamburgers with somebody who you, you know, I know you like this person. So do you like hamburgers now, or, you know?
Yeah. So checking in with that person, because maybe what they like and dislike has changed. Just like with ourselves, we grow and evolve as well. And we can make assumptions about ourselves.
Yes.
The other key thing I want to add, and I can share a quick story about it, because as a parent, it just felt so good to have this moment, is when you are clear about your values and you communicate them to your kids and you live them as a parent, it's a powerful message. So about, it's probably 9 months ago, we had a play date, a little girl from who came over our house, and she had an iPhone, and my kids, they don't have iPhones yet. And I, you know, it's not like I'm against them per se. It's just, I don't feel my kids need one yet. I'm who they talk to. And so the little girl was basically saying, here's my iPhone. Do you want to look at this, or you don't have one? And my daughter said, you know, I don't have an iPhone because we use our money to travel.
Ooh.
And as a parent, I felt so proud, one, because she knew the value we had was to travel more than it was to have a phone. And that is true. The other was, there was no judgment about it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you should be traveling too, or you're too young for it. There was no judgment. It was just very clear, honest communication. And it was so beautiful to witness. And I think when we become comfortable with our values, we can be comfortable with our boundaries, and it makes those relationships harmonious, fulfilling, and safe.
Yes. Nice. I love that. Just out of curiosity, how old is your daughter?
She's 10. She's okay. 10 now. So at the time, she was probably 8.5 or 9.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. I can see a lot of parents wondering, because nowadays you see a lot of five-year-olds walking around with their little iPhones.
And you do. And you yes. do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I absolutely love the idea of, okay, so what is important to you? What are your values? What are the bottom line? I often talk about boundaries as your kind of bottom line that it's not okay to cross. It helps you to get a starting point so that you can become clear on what those boundaries are. So one last thing on this, the topic with the parenting side of it, that I just feel like I need to bring up, is I find it really common that in an effort, I think, to protect, and they think they're forcing boundaries or enforcing boundaries, but they will often say, I don't let my child hang around with that child because, you know, they're bad news. Their parents are bad news, or whatever the reason may be. This happens so often that the parent doesn't like the influence that child has on their child. So they say, no, you can't hang around with them. And I think for me anyways, this is a topic about boundaries and an ideal opportunity to teach your child how to enforce their own boundaries, how to choose friends that work for them. And this person, this child, might actually be an okay friend for your child. They might actually, your child might help them grow in a way they need to grow, and they might help your child grow in positive ways. So to you, Shannon, I'm asking, how would you coach a parent on what to say or what to do, or how to set a boundary in that case?
So again, it goes back to really knowing values. And I think as a child knows a little bit about themselves, they're able to identify what they need in a relationship. And so, for example, what they may need is a kid who is adventurous, and maybe that's not the preference of the parent, right? The parent might look at them and say, oh, they're too rebellious, or they're not getting good grades, or whatever it may be, but they may have a quality that your child could benefit from.
Yes.
And so I think it's important to not prejudge certain people or, you know, direct your children. Because quite honestly, if you control it now, they won't have the skill and they won't have the learning experience. They've got to fall a little bit. And so part of it might be, again, explaining to them, these are examples of healthy relationships. There's a give and take in a relationship, and being able to ask the child, what are you getting out of the relationship? What is it that you like in that person? Do you see how that's very empowering? Because it gets the child to think about what they find attractive rather than just saying, no, you can't have that.
Right. Nice. Now, let's just zip that forward a little bit to even the teenager stage, right? That could also be a conversation about, so what do you do if that child pulls out a joint? Right? Or pulls out some drugs, what are you going to do as a way to have that conversation rather than just saying, you can't go out with him because I know he does drugs and I don't want you around someone who does drugs, right? Mm-hmm. So I love what you said about getting people thinking, because that's what I always like to do, is how do you get them to really reflect on their own choices and recognize it as their own choice? And it's not by taking the choice away and, you know, writing a line in the sand and saying, okay, you're not going out with this person or you're not spending time with this person. So thank you. I know that was off script as well. So.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I'm just taking a little glance at the clock here. What are three tips that a mom could implement right away in her life when it comes to boundaries? Again, now we're going back out to all relationships.
Yeah, so you mentioned this earlier. One is you've got to maintain a bottom line. And that's true in all our relationships, right? So it could even be, you know, how many times you're going to let a child get away with something or a friend get away with something or whatever it may be. So what are you going to allow and what are you going to tolerate? And this is a very personal decision, because what may be your bottom line is not mine. And what may be your child's bottom line may not be yours. That's the tough part, right?
Yes.
And another one is, so the bottom line is really important. A second one is really being able to be okay with people saying no. Don't take it personally. And I know this can be so hard, especially for kids or at any age. We hate rejection. Mm-hmm. But it's okay to hear people say no, because when you allow someone to say no, you're allowing yourself to say no. So, right, then that helps people manage peer pressure. So that's tip number two, is don't take it personally, allow people to say no. And really the third one is what we talked about earlier. Ask directly for what you want in a relationship. Being able to say, this is what I need, and see if that person can meet your need rather than going around the bush or being passive about it, hoping that they'll read your mind. It's just best to ask directly for what you want.
Yes. And you know what I really, really love about that? Is that means you have to know what you want. Like, you have to know what's important to you. You have to sit down and kind of take a look at it in order to share that with other people. And if you don't ever do that, it's really hard sometimes. It can surprise you what's important to you, right? Or what your bottom line is or whatever.
Absolutely. And this is why boundaries was such a huge life lesson for me, because quite honestly, I was such a people pleaser. I didn't know what I wanted.
Yes.
And so when you start to work on your boundaries, you're doing the deeper work of knowing what you want, who you are, who you want to be. So it's such a powerful tool. It's such a powerful skill to add in your life, because there's so much that comes with boundaries, and that's knowing who you are. That's what comes with it. So that's why it's so critical to teach ourselves and our kids and the people we love about boundaries.
Right. Nice. Well, we are coming to the end of our time. And so I don't like to rush us in those last few moments. And so I'm going to stop with our questions, but we might get back to this last one that I was hoping we'd cover. I just want to take a moment, Shannon, and thank you so much for taking time out of your own busy schedule to share your words of wisdom with us. I really appreciate that. And I want to make sure that I actually publicly get to thank you.
My pleasure.
And, oh, great. And you also mentioned that you have an online quiz that any of our listeners who might be struggling with boundaries, or maybe they're just curious about them now that we've talked a little bit about it, or maybe they feel like their life's out of balance, they can take this quiz and they'll receive some practical suggestions on getting back into balance. So I will put that link up. It'll be both on the blog that's attached to this interview as well as on my Transformation Talk Radio page. So the link will be there. But is there anything else that you'd like to quickly add about this quiz? Or if not, maybe share some final words of wisdom for our listeners?
So this will be the wisdom and what you can find out about the quiz. So a lot of times, one way that you know you need boundaries is when your life is out of balance, because they're connected. And so this quiz will help you see where you may be struggling. Are you great at giving but terrible at receiving? Do you find that you're just exhausted all the time? That's a sign that you need boundaries. So this quiz will help you see where you need to, where you could be out of balance and how to correct it.
Nice.
And that's where the ease and flow comes in your life, right? When you're in balance, when you're in harmony, that's where flow is.
Yes. That was my final question. That was the one that I wanted to make sure we got back to. How do you get the ease and flow? So perfect. Okay, well, that is awesome. I'm sorry, I cut you off there. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
Oh, I was just going to say you get it by getting back in balance.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so you can find out more about Shannon at her website, which is shannontranphd.com. That will be up on my site, so you can find it there. And I just, one more time, would like to thank you so much, Shannon, for being here with us today. And a big thank you to you, our listener. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and Dr. Shannon Tran wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Stress provides each of us with an opportunity to expand. Life is a journey, and stress gives that journey purpose and direction. So be the elastic. Get those boundaries in place so you don't overdo it, and then feel the stretch and enjoy.